Dit is de boeddhistische omroep. Dit voorjaar vertrok verslaggever Fred Gales naar Chiang Mai in Noord-Thailand om daar op het kantoor van de Mahamakut Boeddhistische Universiteit met Lawrence Mond te praten over de voortgang van het Sangha Metta project. Het interview speelde zich af op het terrein van de bekende tempel Wat Chedi Luang. Welke rol kunnen boeddhistische monniken spelen in de strijd tegen AIDS? Lawrence Mond is coördinator van het project en hij legt uit hoe het Sangha Metta idee is opgezet. U krijgt telkens een samenvatting van Fred Gales te horen na het Engels van Lawrence Mond.
The Sangha Metta project is a project which has been established to provide Buddhist monks with a role in HIV/AIDS prevention and care. And for prevention, we mean preventing new HIV infections and preventing further viral transmission from infected people, and also preventing the socio-economic impacts. And care means caring for HIV-positive people, caring for people with AIDS, and caring for communities affected by AIDS. So the Sangha Metta project educates monks on all aspects of HIV/AIDS and the socio-economic impacts, so that they can take their knowledge and skills and go back to their community to manage the HIV/AIDS crisis in Thailand. And this way, HIV/AIDS becomes a community issue rather than a national responsibility. And it's more manageable, because there are at present about 2 million people in Thailand who are infected with HIV. And if we try to manage this on a national level, it's much too big. But if we bring it down to the community level, there may only be half a dozen people, 10 people who have HIV, so it's much more manageable and much more effective. All of the work is based on Buddhist teachings. We incorporate the Buddhist Dharma in instructing the monks, in educating the monks, and motivating the monks to do the work. In Thailand, traditionally, the temple is the center of the community. Everything revolves around the temple. The monks are very highly respected. The people trust the monks. They believe the monks, and they give their respect to the monks. So when the monks are doing this work, it's easy for them to get the support from the community. In communities where there is no HIV, of course, the monks don't want the people to become infected. So their focus will be on education to prevent infection, but also education to raise awareness in the community to break down stigma and discrimination. But if the community also has HIV-positive people, then in addition to giving the education for the non-infected people, the monks will give counseling and meditation training to people who are HIV-positive, support them in coming to accept the fact that they are HIV-positive. They will sometimes set up some income-generating activities inside the temple so that people who have lost their jobs because they're HIV-positive can come to the temple and maybe do some handicraft work, some sewing or making brooms or something like this. The monks will also go to visit them at home to provide mental support for the family of the HIV-positive person and invite the family to come to the temple and also take part in meditation activities. If the community has people who have progressed from HIV to AIDS, maybe it's the second stage, the AIDS-related complex stage, the monks will give advice on the opportunistic diseases, how to get health care, and the monks, some of them have a lot of knowledge about traditional medicines, traditional plants, etc., so they can teach the people how to use these traditional methods to treat the opportunistic diseases. If the person has progressed to the third stage, which is full-blown AIDS, they encourage self-care, home-based care, and community-based care, so the people are looked after by their families at home with support from the community. In the event that the person dies from AIDS, the monks will help to arrange a funeral for the person who has died. They will provide the requisites needed at the funeral, like incense candles. Some of them even have a coffin project where they will recycle coffins and give these to the families of HIV positive people. And then even after the person who has died has been cremated, the work of the monks still continues because these people, many of them, leave orphaned children. So the monks will help look after the orphaned children by taking the young boys into the temple to live as temple boys or to be ordained as novices. The work is not only done by monks but also by nuns, and the nuns will help to counsel and care for HIV positive women and to look after girls who have been orphaned. So the work starts from pre-infection period to post-death, and the monks assist in every stage of the progress of HIV/AIDS.
Het Sangha-Metta-project is opgezet om boeddhistische monniken een rol te geven in de preventie en bestrijding van AIDS. Binnen het project krijgen de monniken en nonnen onderwijs in alle aspecten van HIV/AIDS, zodanig dat zij de kennis en vaardigheden verwerven om in hun eigen gemeenschap met de AIDS-crisis te kunnen omgaan. In Thailand is de tempel het centrum van de gemeenschap. De monniken worden gerespecteerd, men vertrouwt en gelooft hen, en het is dus makkelijk voor de monniken om de steun van de gemeenschap te verwerven. De activiteiten van de monniken strekken zich uit van preventie en het bestrijden van discriminatie, tot het bijstaan van HIV-positieve mensen met raad- en meditatietraining. Ze proberen in de tempel activiteiten op te zetten om een inkomen te genereren voor hen die door hun ziekte hun werk verloren hebben. Ze geven advies over de bijkomende infecties en het gebruik van traditionele medicijnen. Ze bevorderen dat de mensen thuisverzorgd kunnen worden met behulp van de familie en de gemeenschap. Ze helpen bij de begrafenis en vangen kinderen, de wezen die hun ouders verloren hebben, op.
The HIV/AIDS epidemic has been in Thailand for about 17 years now. Initially, some people suggested that temples be turned into hospices to care for people with AIDS. Now, this was not accepted because the monks did not understand AIDS at the time. And also, the temple has more than just a AIDS role in the community. It serves everybody in the community. So at this university, we put the idea to the monks and asked them what did they think the monks could do to help manage the HIV/AIDS crisis in Thailand. And after some study and research, the monks concluded that all of the problems related to AIDS, whether it's infection, whether it's getting sick from HIV, whether it's discrimination in the community, whether it's loss of employment or orphans, all of this comes from ignorance, which is really one of the core teachings of Buddhism, that suffering is caused by ignorance. So the monks saw that as long as the people remain ignorant about HIV/AIDS, about how to care for themselves, about how to live as a community with HIV/AIDS, then the problem would get out of hand. So they concluded that they, as monks, have a role in the community to teach people. And then once they had studied this and come to this conclusion, the university took their ideas and their suggestions and developed a project out of that. And we base it on the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism, which are suffering, the cause of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path leading to the cessation of suffering. But when we run our seminars, we look at AIDS, the cause of AIDS, the cessation of AIDS, and the path leading to the cessation of AIDS. So as taking the Four Noble Truths and replacing suffering with AIDS. And this way they are applying the Buddhist approach to managing HIV/AIDS in a Buddhist society. And all the people here are very attuned to Buddhism. It's a Buddhist culture, and they understand this technique. And it's a technique which has been used by the Buddha himself, and a technique which the people can understand and apply. So what the monks are doing now, instead of just learning the scriptures of the Buddha, they are taking the scriptures, taking the teachings, and applying it. So it's really applying the Dharma to solve the social problems in Thailand.
AIDS is nu zo'n 17 jaar in Thailand. In het begin werd er gesuggereerd om de tempels als ziekenhuizen te gebruiken, maar het werd toentertijd niet geaccepteerd, omdat de monniken AIDS niet begrepen en de tempel daarnaast ook andere functies heeft. Wij vroegen toen aan de monniken op deze universiteit wat hun rol zou kunnen zijn in de bestrijding van AIDS. En na enige studie kwamen zij tot de conclusie dat alle problemen die met AIDS samenhangen een gevolg zijn van onwetendheid. Hetgeen overeenkomt met een van de basisstellingen van het boeddhisme, dat lijden het gevolg is van onwetendheid. Zij zagen hun rol in het voorlichten en onderwijzen van de gemeenschap. Op basis hiervan heeft de universiteit toen het Sangha Metta project ontwikkeld. Al onze cursussen zijn gebaseerd op de vier nobele waarheden. Op het lijden, de oorzaak van het lijden, het ophouden van het lijden en de weg naar het ophouden van het lijden. Waarbij het woord lijden vervangen wordt door AIDS. Hier, in een boeddhistisch land, met een boeddhistische cultuur, begrijpen de mensen deze techniek. Wat er in feite gebeurt is, dat de monniken niet alleen de leer van Boeddha bestuderen, maar ook toepassen om de sociale problemen van Thailand op te lossen.
In 1997, it's now 4 years since we started this project, and initially the activities were confined to the monks at this Buddhist university, the Mahamakut Buddhist University in northern Thailand. After the monks graduated, they went back to their communities. They came from many provinces in northern and northeastern Thailand. Then other monks saw the work that they are doing and they became interested. So the project activities extended all throughout northern and northeastern Thailand and down into central Thailand. Some monks were from neighboring countries. So now the project has extended into southern China in Sichuan, Banat. The project has also been working with monks from Cambodia. Now they are very much engaged in HIV/AIDS management. Also, we've been working with monks from Myanmar and also monks from Laos who have been studying at this university. And there have also been monks from Bhutan and also Tibetan monks and nuns from Dharamsala and also in Mongolia and in Vietnam. So it's virtually expanding now into every Buddhist country in Southeast Asia and South Asia.
Het project loopt nu 4 jaar. In het begin was het beperkt tot deze universiteit, maar nadat de monniken afgestudeerd waren en teruggegaan naar hun gemeenschap, wekten zij met hun nieuwe activiteiten de belangstelling op van andere monniken, zodat het project zich nu door heel Thailand verspreid heeft. Er studeerden hier ook monniken van naburige landen en via hen is het Sangha Metta project nu actief in Zuid-China, in Sichuan-Bana, in Cambodja, in Myanmar, Burma, in Laos, in Bhutan, in Mongolië, in Vietnam en onder de Tibetaanse monniken uit Dharamsala in India.
Hoe wordt het Sangha Metta project gefinancierd?
We are very, very fortunate that for our education and training activities and for the administration of the project, UNICEF is supporting us. For the extension activities, this is the activities that the monks are doing in the community itself. Some of it has been funded by the Australian government, but that funding has now run out, and other is funded through donations. And also the scholarships we give the children, this comes from donations from individuals and from the community. Sometimes the monks themselves, when people give them money as an offering during a religious ceremony, the monks will donate to the Sangha Metta project or even use their own money. People will give donations of consumer goods, some rice, some fish sauce, some toothpaste, soap, milk, whatever. We also have a medicine bank, we have a milk bank, we have the education fund where people donate, and we also have a funeral robes bank where the monks will give the robes, and we also have the consumer goods bank which the monks contribute to. So basically the principal activities are supported by UNICEF, but the extension activities are all from donations.
De opleidings- en trainingsactiviteiten en de administratie van het project worden gefinancierd door UNICEF. De andere activiteiten die de monniken verrichten in hun gemeenschap en de studiebeurzen werd eerst ondersteund door de Australische regering. Maar dat is nu voorbij en ze zijn nu afhankelijk van giften. We hebben een medicijnenbank, een melkbank, een begrafeniskledingbank en een consumptiegoederenbank waaraan de mensen kunnen geven.
Medication is a problem. However, medication is not necessary if you can keep your body strong and healthy. I think academically, it's when the T cell count or the CD4 goes down below 400, then you are classified as being full-blown AIDS. But if you can keep your T cell count high, and I know many HIV positive people who have T cell counts the same as people who don't have HIV. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, her T cell count is just over 1,000 and she's been HIV positive for about 7 years now. So the thing is, try to keep the body healthy and strong so that you don't progress from HIV to ARC to full-blown AIDS. And we encourage this by developing a right attitude, by having a good diet, by staying active, doing exercise, and through meditation. And our project focuses on living with HIV, not dying with AIDS. So we try to help people to stay healthy. And they can do this by using various herbal tonics. Many of the herbal plants, medicinal plants, are grown in the local communities, and we try to educate the monks on what plants are good for what illnesses, etc. And many people now are taking herbal tonics, which are immune system boosters. If the people become symptomatic, in Thailand the most common symptoms are oral thrush, it's the fungal infection on the tongue and in the mouth, and the fungal infection on the skin, and these can be treated using traditional methods for the fungal infection in the mouth. There's a type of banana in Thailand, and we take this banana while it's green and slice it and boil it with the skin and the meat of the banana together and drink the water. And this can cure it very easily, and it costs nothing. These bananas are maybe 5 baht a bunch, you know. Other plants can be used to treat the skin infections. There are other herbal plants which are good for bronchial infections. So while the people cannot afford the Western medicines to treat the opportunistic diseases, we try to keep the people healthy so they are not affected by the opportunistic diseases, and using local medicines to do this.
De prijs van westerse medicijnen is inderdaad een probleem, maar medicatie is niet nodig als je erin slaagt om je lichaam sterk en gezond te houden. Wij proberen dit te bewerkstelligen door het bevorderen van een juiste attitude, een gezond dieet, lichaamsoefeningen en meditatie. Ons project richt zich op het leven met AIDS en niet op het sterven aan AIDS. Dit kan onder andere door het gebruiken van lokale medicinale kruiden om de weerstand van het lichaam te vergroten en om de bijkomende infecties te bestrijden. In Thailand zijn de meest gebruikelijke bijkomende ziektes schimmelinfecties van de mond en huid. Deze kunnen bestreden worden met traditionele geneesmiddelen. Voor de schimmelinfectie van de mond is er een soort banaan die je, als die nog groen is, met huid en al kookt en waarvan je het water drinkt. Dit kan deze infectie makkelijk genezen en kost nauwelijks wat. Het is inderdaad zo dat de mensen zich geen westerse medicijnen kunnen veroorloven. Maar wij proberen hen gezond te houden, zodat ze deze medicijnen niet nodig hebben. Na een periode van afname van het aantal AIDS-infecties in Thailand lijkt het erop dat het aantal infecties weer toeneemt.
In more recent times, the number of new infections being identified in Thailand is decreasing. However, because of the narcotics problem, we are seeing an increase in infection amongst teenagers. The drug in Thailand is colloquially it's called Yaba, which means the crazy drug, but it's a methamphetamine which is being manufactured along the border of Burma and Thailand, and it's flooding northern Thailand. There are millions of these tablets coming into northern Thailand every day, and when the young kids take this drug, it not only gets them high, but it also arouses them sexually, and so many young people now are becoming sexually active at an early age and having indiscriminate sex and not practicing safe sex. So indirectly through the use of drugs, they are becoming HIV positive as well. So these kids are not only in danger of becoming addicted to this very evil drug, they're also in danger of becoming infected with HIV, and we're seeing a lot of this now in northern Thailand. This drug is manufactured across the Burmese side of the border. It's said to be manufactured by the Red Wa group to raise money to build their own state. And the trafficking of it is just rampant. And the new drug is said to be mixed with heroin as well, so it's also extremely dangerous. And even kids who are not getting HIV, they are having very serious emotional impacts, psychological impacts, which have a very serious long-term effect. So this is another activity that the monks do. It's when the monks do their activities, it's not only HIV/AIDS awareness raising for young people, but also about the dangers of narcotics. And once again, they use the Buddhist precepts on this. The fifth precept of Buddhism is to abstain from conscious altering substances, and they remind the people of this and try to encourage young people or discourage them from getting involved in narcotics abuse.
In de laatste jaren neemt het aantal infecties af, maar wij zien door het drugsprobleem in Thailand een toename van het aantal infecties onder jongeren. Het gaat om Yaba, het gekke medicijn, amfetamine, die geproduceerd wordt in Burma en het land letterlijk overspoeld. Het is een drug waarvan men niet alleen high wordt, maar ook seksueel geprikkeld. En veel jongeren worden nu eerder seksueel actief, hebben veel wisselende partners en geen veilige seks. Dus indirect door het gebruik van deze drugs lopen zij het risico om HIV-positief te worden.
Today there are about 100,000 children in Thailand who have lost either both or one parent to AIDS. There are about 700,000 positive couples in Thailand, and these couples have children. Without proper care, without proper counseling, these couples will die in the next few years, and it's anticipated that the number of AIDS orphans in Thailand will increase to about 500,000 in the next 3 or 4 years, which is a very serious problem because the Department of Social Welfare cannot look after so many orphans. Many of these orphans are left with aged grandparents. These grandparents will die in the future before the child has had a chance to grow up. So the child is very traumatized, and many aged grandparents cannot afford to look after their children, so the children can't go to school. They drop out of school in primary school. They're not getting an education. They're not receiving the proper warmth, emotional and physical care. So when the number increases to 500,000, this is a very, very serious problem because these children are the future. And when we have a future generation growing up emotionally traumatized or intellectually handicapped through lack of education, it's going to have a very serious impact on the future development and security of the world as a whole. We have an education fund at the Sankha Metta Project, and every year we will give money to support the education of the children. Only a small sum, maybe $10, you know, but it goes a long way. We encourage the children to come to the temple, take part in activities in the temple, so that they don't feel ignored or left out, rejected. And we are trying to support a foster program in the communities where the communities will accept the children and look after them. I myself have two. I have fostered two children, and they live with me and I look after them. And this is one way that everybody can help. And this is something that people, even in Holland, can do. There are many orphans who are looking for adoptive parents in Thailand. And if there are any childless couples in Holland who want to help these AIDS orphans, they can help. And if they say, we love these children, they're beautiful little babies, we'd love to have one, well, there's plenty here that they can have. Yeah, and these people want a family. Yeah.
Er zijn vandaag zo'n 100.000 kinderen waarvan één of beide ouders gestorven zijn aan AIDS. Er zijn zo'n 700.000 HIV-positieve echtparen met kinderen. Zonder passende zorg zullen deze ouders binnen een paar jaar sterven. En men schat dat het aantal AIDS-wezens zal toenemen tot 500.000 in de komende 3-4 jaar. Veel wezen worden verzorgd door de grootouders die vanwege hun leeftijd zullen sterven voordat de kinderen opgegroeid zijn. Bovendien kunnen veel grootouders financieel niet voldoende voor de kinderen zorgen en maken zij de school niet af. Wij hebben in het Sankha Metta project een onderwijsfonds en elk jaar geven we geld zodat de kinderen naar school kunnen gaan. Daarnaast bevorderen we dat deze kinderen naar de tempel komen en meedoen met activiteiten, zodat zij zich niet uitgesloten voelen. De meeste wezen worden geadopteerd door de familie. Wij proberen adoptie te bevorderen. Ik heb zelf twee kinderen geadopteerd en op deze manier kan iedereen helpen, ook in Nederland. Er zijn veel wezen die op zoek zijn naar adoptieouders en als er echtparen zijn die deze kinderen willen helpen, dan kan dat.
Wilt u meer informatie over het Sangha Metta project of wilt u zich melden als pleegouder van een wees, dan kan dat via het volgend adres. Sangha Metta Project, Maha Makut Buddhist University, Chiang Mai, postcode 50-200-50200, e-mailadres laurie@cm.ksc.co.th of op de internetsite www.buddhanet.net /sanghametta/project.html. Dit was een uitzending van de Boeddhistische Omroep.